Hey everyone, it's Jonathan Bastian from KCRW's Life Examined, and welcome to the Midweek Reset. We live in an era of optimization. We try to optimize our health, our work, our relationships. We have reams of data spilling out of our phones and watches and wearables. So sometimes it's tempting to think of life as one big math problem. Just keep the numbers moving in the right direction and mission accomplished. But according to economist Russ Roberts, who wrote a book called Wild Problems, we've got it all wrong.
She made me think of her life more as a work of art and less as a problem to be solved, an equation to be maximized. And it kind of takes, for me anyway, I don't know if it works for everyone, but it takes some of the pressure off. You don't have to be so afraid of making what you might fear as a mistake that actually isn't even definable as a mistake, in my view. It's okay, you'll learn from it. You'll see some territory you didn't expect to see. You'll have some adventures you didn't expect to have. And, you know, enjoy the journey. I use the metaphor of being a tourist. Some tourists make an intense itinerary to the hour, where they're going to be, how long you're going to spend in this museum, what time they're going to take the train to the town an hour outside of the main city and see this special forest that's legendary and so on. And they want to make sure they see everything.
Mm-hmm.
And a different attitude is to be, the French word is a flâneur. I'm going to explore. I'm going to walk around. I'm going to find what speaks to me. I'm going to taste before I decide in advance what's going to be what's best for me. Mm. And life is inevitable. You might think you're that first kind of tourist with the itinerary. I'm going to get my degree. I'm going to become a lawyer. Then I'll get married and I'll have two kids, one boy, one girl, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll get a house. And I think that we can't help that kind of imagining. It's very human. And we may lay in bed at night and think we're planning that. But life comes along and it doesn't work out that way often, maybe ever. There's always surprises. You find out you don't like law.
Right.
and you can quit being a lawyer. Many have. And it's liberating. Do something different. You can. And so part of the book is to liberate yourself from these kind of anxieties and fears that I think burden us unnecessarily, especially when we're younger. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's really going to be okay. And it doesn't have to be perfect. That's okay too.
One thing I appreciate is the value that Roberts places on mistakes, difficulties, dead ends. Those are the experiences that can't really be quantified by numbers or data, but they ultimately make us who we are. By reframing life as that of the adventurer, every twist and turn becomes a worthwhile part of our journey. So while the data of life isn't going anywhere, and let's be honest, it can be helpful, maybe there's an opportunity this week to consider a different angle on how we live. One that places us in a big work of art or in a great story to be told. That's it for the Midweek Reset from Life Examined. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Take care.